All right, so yesterday was day 12 of the project. I was awake this time. I didn't have work. I could focus 100% of my efforts, and I was all over it. So I was watching it to really, I wanted to give it some benefit of the doubt, and I don't know. I'm trying to see if this movie holds together at all when I stop thinking about it. And it does not. It's becoming, I mean, it started out that it was almost too dense. And now that I got, like, all the names straight, the denseness is no longer the issue whatsoever. So now I'm just watching it for just little moments now, because the plot is non-existent. I mean, it's there, but it's not, because it the motivations from one guy to the next guy are unclear. Nothing's really wrapped up, actually, because, like, they kill Carl, the lab guy, and they imply, like, we're gonna get Carl back, because everyone loves Carl. Carl's a delight, and we like Carl. Carl's a major character. He's, like, one of six characters in the whole movie. They kill him, and then they're gonna ask Dr. Wade to bring him back. She does not. And then the whole building at the end explodes into like a fire nightmare, and they're inside. I mean, Carl's inside. We don't get Carl back. We don't get the doctor. I think her name's Tara. I'm gonna go Tara. Tara and the monster are in the building. It explodes. Like, it explodes and then implodes upon itself into a cavernous, like, sinkhole thing that's, I don't know, miles upon miles long down. I don't know how that might be where they were holding all the bodies. I don't know. It's this, like, hole to hell thing. It's crazy. It's an infinite amount of things down. So a human being and then a slightly modified human being are in a giant building that full-on explodes into a million pieces. And you don't see them for, like, a good 50 seconds. Like, it explodes, the demon explodes, and then all the demon little bodies explode. And then the whole building falls in upon itself. And you're like, well, that's it for them. And then the head gargoyle lady, goes down and gets them. How? I don't know. Where was she? I mean, she was in there in the first place. They don't show her saving them or anything. I mean, she gets them with her gargoyle talons and pulls them up, but she does not, like, cover them up from the explosions or anything. I mean, come on. So that always drives me crazy, is that at the end, they should not be alive. There's no way they are still alive. So that always throws me off. But every time I watch it, my moment of joy is always Bill Nye. He's the best in the whole movie, even when he's a gargoyle king. Gargoyle prince. He is adorable. He is so cute. He is not scary at all. Like, he's pretending to be scary, and he's pretending to be scary just fine, but he is so cute, and even when he's like, I'm a gargoyle prince, it's so cute. I mean, come on, nobody's scared of him. I don't know if he's in all the makeup. I wouldn't put it past him to not put him in the makeup, because he doesn't look like him. I mean, he doesn't have to be in the makeup at the end, but he's voicing it, and it's so cute, and I don't know, he's not scary at all. And Aaron Eckhart's not scary enough. Nobody in this movie is scary at all. Like, all the demon actors aren't scary. There's one guy that's a big dork, and I don't know if he's supposed to be, like, the dorkiest demon in the world, but he's a big dork. And then, I mean, there's the big African-American guy who's a little intimidating. He's apparently the writer. He's not scary. He's just really tall and muscular. So, I mean, he's imposing. He's not scary because he's not an actor. So he's not acting scary. He just kind of has an imposing figure upon him. They're all kind of like nebbishy looking hipster types who play all the demons. And there's a bunch of stunt actor guys who do all the stunt stuff. And then there's Bill Nye, who's not scary at all. And then in their costumes, they look like they're from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Like, it looks like a Halloween mask on their face. And they're all just wearing suits. So, I mean, it's not terribly imposing. And the gargoyles look ridiculous. Because they either look like gargoyles, which is silly looking, or they look like humans, and they just look like normal people. And so, nothing scary. It's not a scary movie. They don't go grotesque. They just go, like, Aaron Eckhart's got, like, a couple scars on his face, which, depending on how isolated he's supposed to be from the world, they either get more obvious or less obvious. Like, by the end of the movie, you barely notice they're there. Like, it could just be, like, lighting or dirt on his face. But, like, other parts of the movie, they film him, like he's got scar upon scar. So, I don't know. This movie's got, it's got little tonal issues. And at the end, the monster character, I guess, is supposed to have redeemed himself. I guess because he saves the human, I think. Because he doesn't have a soul, theoretically. But I don't think they ever prove that. I think everyone just assumes that. Because he keeps killing gargoyles. No, sorry, he doesn't kill gargoyles. He does kill a gargoyle. He keeps killing demons, but he's killing them with the sacramental things, which anyone can kill them with. So, as told. So, you can, if you're a gargoyle, you can kill a demon with anything. But if you're a demon, no, if you're not a gargoyle, if you have no soul, you can kill anything with anything, I think. And if you do have a soul, you have to have a sacramental weapon, which he always has. So I guess it's not clear, because he always has one of those. So I don't know. I'll look for that next time. Okay, so this watch, it's starting to fall apart more and more and more and more and more. However, it's becoming more entertaining, because now it's verging on campy, and campy can be fun. So let's go with that. Okay, so the next thing is that with writing, I finally wrote something. Hallelujah. I wrote about 1,000 words last night. I am not gonna lie, I don't love this section, because the character is not, I haven't gotten to the good part yet, so it's always like, come on. So, I'm having him have to rewatch the video of what happened. I have not gotten up to the part where he gets shot. I'm sure that part will be more fun, because it'll have to, like, hit him like a ton of bricks in the face, and he'll have to reconcile the fact that he wants to appear fine, with the fact he's not fine anymore, because up until then, he's been, feeling like he's been committed to the bit that he's fine. So, that's where I'm at. So he's watching the video. They've gotten up to the part where he wins the award. I don't know how I wrote 1,000 words up to that. That's probably going to need to be edited down, because that seems like a lot. So, they're watching it, and I'm just about, I don't know why I stopped there. That was dumb. So I'm going to start today with the part where he finds out he was, we're not fine though. I'm going to say, like, he doesn't remember any of it. So it's going to be, like, real, like, oh, wow. So that'll be today, writing about that. So that's the next step. So in theory, if it all kind of works when I actually write it out, is that he'll see the whole thing happen. I'm going to have to add in some stuff that he sees that he didn't realize, or and the reader doesn't realize. Like, I think I'm going to have the Hugo character shoot at his wife. And maybe he hits her? I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about that. And then just the commotion, I guess. And then him having to reconcile, like, seeing that. And perhaps, you know, it's going to drive him crazy a little bit. But he has to, wants to purify. And then the transition needs to turn into anger. But not, like, not too fast, but not too slow, because the denial is really boring. So I need to get him angry, but I also need him to stay in denial long enough to get a job. And then the anger is going to come when he can't perform the job. So that should that should start happening. So I'm up to about 11,000 words. That's about 50 pages. So I don't have to rush it, but I don't want it to drag. So that's part of the issue. So today will be finishing the video and then kind of starting the transition from denial to anger. And then also, I need some of the media coverage of it because it needs to be more of a full world. So that's what today is. Okay, so that's it for today. I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.